I'm talking to a manager today.
Oh, my God.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast, people, party crashers. Hey, get a hold of us. We've got some stuff. We got some good news, actually, today. And we'll get to it in just a second. But you can reach out to us like you do, and we love it when you do, at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And the party line, call or text works great, too. It's 402-915-0962. All right. Mm-hmm. And then we have bigpartyshow.com, which is going to be very important to you for the next week. First, we're going to start the week off with a little motivation.
Aw.
Here are your categories, Molly. This is called Pick Your Pain. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
The bathroom horror. Okay. Yes. Here we go. A, you're in public bathroom and there's no toilet paper. B, the stall door won't lock. You ever had that before?
Absolutely. For sure.
What do you do? How do you?
Use a foot.
Use a foot and just hold a foot up when you're using the restroom. You're able to do that?
Yeah.
I guess I've never tried. But how do you do that when your pants are down? You take your pants.
You take one leg off.
And you take one leg out of your pants just to hold the door? How weird.
It depends on if the door is close enough, you can just lean forward and hold it with your hand.
Okay.
But if it's like a stretch and you've really got to then you can, I mean, the leg is like really in case of emergency.
Okay.
I mean, if you're in a bathroom by yourself, you don't worry about it. But if it's a busy bathroom and people are like just going to see the door ajar and they're going to push it, you have to have some sort of pushback.
You have to have some pushback on it. Yeah, I agree. But I'm a stand wiper, so, you know, it's a little different
for me. No one. Zero.
I'm not.
Zero interest. None. Nope.
I'm a stand wiper. Hey, I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. I don't even know how you would do it any other way, to be honest with you.
How are we at this place?
It doesn't matter. We're here. All right. So it's called the bathroom horror. So that's part of the whole thing. Mm. All right. And see, someone tries to talk to you from the next stall. What is your horror?
Probably of those not having toilet paper, because there's really you can ask somebody next to you, but if you're alone, that's tough. And you don't have, I mean, this time of year, you're kind of lucky because you might have Kleenex in your pocket or you have your purse with you. But
have that. Let's just get to that
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream.
Just keep stacking days. Mm-hmm. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change, but everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
Here would be my one critique of that motivation.
Okay.
And that is the fact that all of those people are unbelievably fit.
Well, if you're watching, but I mean, a majority of people are listening. So I would agree with that.
As somebody who's watching, yeah. I didn't see anybody struggling. That guy's doing knuckle push-ups.
But the reason
he's not, well, he's Molly, not you're having a hard it, day.
Well, you're missing the whole point. The reason why he's able to do knuckle push-ups is because he's consistent and he doesn't give up. He keeps going and going and going. And anybody,
I want to see the guy that does. I want to see the guy pre knuckle push-ups. I want to see the guy that's like struggling. He's doing girl push-ups.
Me.
He's on his knees.
Yeah, it's me.
It's you. I want to see
me.
You.
Okay. You want to see me. You don't want to
listen.
Those guys work out. You don't work out. Now, if you're a big workout person and you are consistent, you never got complacent. You know, complacency is the death of everything. and then you just never quit, you'd be doing knuckle push-ups too and running miles.
That would never happen. I don't have that in me.
You don't have it in your head. Why am I doing these motivational? You know what? I didn't know how much some of these motivational things, how good they are for some people.
Yes.
We've gotten emails and messages from people who are frankly left 2025 in a bad place, and it's carrying over to 2026. So they're emailing and saying, thank you for this. It's getting me through everything like that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's kind of nutty.
I'm laughing because it's like, we're listening. And when you listen, you're like, my God, this is so powerful and moving. But as somebody who's watching it and watching a bunch of like hot dudes jump rope and do knuckle push-ups, you're like, well, I mean, I'm motivated to meet that guy. He looks hot.
Well,
I don't necessarily know if he's got the stick-to-itness.
There is not a single motivational video with a guy that looks like me sitting on a couch, Molly. There's nothing like that out there.
Is this you? It could start off like that. This was
and it's
you,
gonna end
but now
like
now it's
that.
The other side. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're just jacked up. Just
it is going to end there. End on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Start on the couch. I'll do a video. I'll do a video and I'll add the motivation to it. How's that? I'll do a video of me
watching
waking
you eat,
up, walk
sipping
downstairs.
On your tequila. I would love to see that video. I mean, we do the demotivation ones. We could do one of those. You could show me just laying on my couch with my fuzzy blanket, with my cat laying on me, just scrolling through my phone.
But see, that wouldn't be demotivational. That would be depressing.
No, that would just be a reality. They're like, oh, okay, so she's just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I was texting with a friend of mine who I was like, what are your hot Saturday night plans? Because they're young, right?
Oh,
and they're
young.
Like, no, I'm going to stay in. I've got work to, like, they're in college. They're like, I got homework to do. I'm like, God, you're so good. Like, you're so, like, I was never that student. I mean,
yeah,
I didn't stay in even on a Monday night, let alone a Saturday night. And I certainly wasn't doing homework. I barely knew where the library was at.
Yeah, because, I mean, Thursdays is typically when, I mean, that's a different generation for sure. I mean, it's the studies are out there. The weekend used to always start on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Right. And so what you
still
would do
does.
Is mine starts on every day.
You're like, every day is the weekend when you don't really work. You know, every day be the weekend, even if you do work. It's just a mindset. Like you could be like, I still have to get up tomorrow, but why can't tonight be Friday?
I know. So that's how it used to be. I mean, you wouldn't do anything on Sunday. Basically, there was really nothing going on out and about. If you're going to music, seeing music and stuff like that, that's changed a lot too, because now you can go anywhere and find something fun to do. Mondays would be nothing, you know, but football, you know, same with Sunday. And then Tuesdays, absolutely nothing. Wednesday, not a thing to do. And then Thursday, you just look forward to it. A long time ago when the Ranch Bowl was around, there was a thing they did every Thursday called Penny Pitchers.
Oh yeah.
Penny Pitchers. It's all in the word, a pitcher for a penny.
That's 50 cents. You're like, 50 pitchers. You're like, don't judge. We were buying for a group. There were like four of us. So
penny pitchers. Oh my God.
Yeah, that definitely, that I mean, that's when you're going for quantity over quality. I mean, nobody's excited about what's on tap when it's penny pitchers. They're like, it's whatever.
It's whatever beer's the oldest, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, whatever's like just maybe hitting expiration.
It was flat. It was like very flat.
Went down easy. Yeah. Those first, not so easy. Once you get a jump on it, once you got a couple under the belt, you're like, not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's penny pitchers. I mean, you were drinking them out of the pitchers as if there were glasses.
Well, because sometimes they ran out of glasses.
Yeah, because there's a lot
like,
of
people
there.
They're like, we're out of glasses. There. You're like, that's fine. Yeah. I can make do.
Drinking out of those big plastic pitchers.
Just give me my change from penny pitcher. They're like, really? You want the 99 cents back? You're like, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. All right. So here's the gig. All right. We got this podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know that. And we have the after party that we launched last Tuesday. That's every Tuesday we pick up from where we left off. All right. Because a lot of stuff gets left on the table. that's why we have the after party. So we need you to roll over there and listen to the after party as well on Tuesdays. All right. Just make sure you like, you review, you do whatever you can do. You do the same thing you did with this podcast, basically. And you get it the same way you get this podcast. Here's the good thing this week. Rascal Flatts is going to be in town on Saturday down at the CHI. We have a pair of tickets for you. Okay. We have a pair of tickets. And this is how you're going to win these tickets. You're going to get a keyword from us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All right. And then you're going to go to bigpartyshow.com and enter it right there for your chance to win your way into the Rascal Flatts show. It's Life is a Highway tour. We'll give the keyword today and Wednesday, but Tuesday on the after party will be a bonus keyword. That's the other keyword. Mm-hmm. And that's a bonus entry to get you in. But you can only get that bonus entry if you listen to the after party. So that's it. What is the keyword, Molly? Do you know it?
Today, it is Flatts, as in Rascal Flatts. F-L-A-T-T-S?
Yes.
The extra T is for tasty.
Yeah.
Terrific. Tantalizing. Yeah.
All right. So take it right over to the bigpartyshow.com and win your way into Rascal Flatts. That show is on Saturday, by the way. Saturday.
Quick question. So we are officially in. Okay, go ahead.
When there is no toilet paper in the bathroom, what do you do? Because the guys' restrooms is horrid. There's not a single bathroom I've been to in a guy, you know, where guys go. I guess mine were emergency restroom stops if I have to go into a stall.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying. Walmart is probably one of the worst I've been to. But there's a lot of gas stations. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you ask somebody underneath?
If you are in a situation. So a lot of times you check before you go. You know what I mean?
Okay,
you do a quick spot check. And then if there's none, like you just go to another stall, grab some and go back to your stall or just stay in the stall that has it. Otherwise, if you find yourself in a situation where you didn't check and now you're out, you ask somebody next to you. But I mean, if you're
in
a situation.
Oh, no. I can't imagine that.
No.
Knocking on the wall. That. OK.
You know, just say, excuse me. There's no toilet paper over here. And usually somebody's like, oh, man. OK, hold on a second. And you hear the geek, geek, geek.
And hand it under,
and then it goes underneath. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that, so I don't.
You'd
know.
Have to be a monster person to be like, that sucks for you. Flush. Leave. Hand wash. Oh, look, there are paper towels out here. I don't even need all these. I'm just throwing them away.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I only ask because I'm not in the women's bathroom, of course. I don't know. And a lot of times the guys don't use stalls unless you, like I said, you're.
I didn't get it. So. Yeah, we don't need to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm just sharing, Molly. We're trying to be entertaining here a little bit.
Oh,
and
we
I
are.
Find this subject entertaining.
Yes, you do. You do find it entertaining. Do.
You do not. Did you see that there's a new, were you familiar last year when Progresso, you know, the soup company, they came out with those suckers?
Gross. Yeah, I do remember like those like weird. It reminded me of Willy Wonka where he had that super meal sucker deal where you're like, oh, it's tomato soup and then it's roast beef sandwich. I just think that's sick.
Well, when they first launched them last year, they sold out, of course, because it was a chicken noodle. That was the flavor that they had. And I understood that, you know, because like, hey, you're sick, you know, or something. I mean, I doubt you would eat that sucker because you like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I would just imagine if you're sick. Well, they just came out with new flavors and I'm letting you guys know this because they sell out pretty damn quickly. On the 23rd, I think. No, Thursday. Thursday is when they drop the next one. All right. So they have tomato basil soup drops.
Okay.
Would you eat that? Tomato
basil?
No,
I don't like any of these. I mean, they all skeeve me out.
Okay. The other one is beef pot roast soup drops.
That seriously, I'm telling you, that is full
is that?
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory had that meal deal, and the first one was tomato soup. And then it was roast beef And then she turns into a blueberry because the final thing is blueberry pie. And they're like, this is when we start having troubles. And she starts turning blue. And you're like, Violet, you're Violet.
And she gets super big, right? Like a blueberry.
And then they got to drain her, squeeze her.
They got to squeeze her out.
Oompa Loompas come in. They are so creepy. Those Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, it's a soup drop. Oh, and by the way, I'm just going to add, this is my complaint today. Cheez-Its came out with a gluten-free Cheez-It. Now, that's never happened before.
Yeah, you were so excited.
Very excited for it, right? So it finally hit Omaha, and I want Wylene to have it, right? And so I've been running to the stores because you guys, with your gluten allergies, you guys are doing it wrong. You don't just grab every box off the shelf and jump in your car and take photos saying, look at me, they have Cheez-Its. Okay, you just, because you wiped out everyone. Now, no one else, just take a box, you fat ass.
Wow. Hot take.
Don't
Jesus
take them all.
God.
Just don't take them all. Just leave some for everyone else that has allergies, is all I'm saying.
Wah, wah. Boo. I would seriously, whoever took all of them, good for you. Oh. This reaction is way over the top. You fat ass.
No, it's not.
How do you know this was their thing? So what?
Well, who cares? It's everyone's thing. You got to understand things that a lot of people have never been able to eat, much less not eat for the last 10 years. So you don't have these problems. So there's a girl, a lady who decided to take a photo with like seven boxes in her thing. And I responded to her. I said, why don't you leave some for someone else?
You are such a Karen. You're like, I fired back. I was like, you are a fat ass. And I can't believe, get a life. Good God. So what?
No, there's no
so what. I've gone places before where stuff is sold out. That's just how it rolls. Unless a store puts a cap on it. Unless they're like one box per person.
They should cap it. I'm going to go talk to a manager. I'm talking to a manager today.
Oh, my God.
I apologize.
Put your Karen wig on. You're like, listen.
It's not a
Karen wig.
By
the way, your bathrooms are disgusting. While I was in there, I have a couple other notes. You need to put a cap on gluten-free Cheez-Its. These fat asses that live in this town are taking all of them.
No, stop calling them that. They're not that.
You called them that.
No, I was calling you that.
No, you were not. I was not the Cheez-It lady that showed seven boxes on social media that you scathed with a comment.
Everybody would agree with that. I mean, come on. We just got to be, you know, be nice. I mean, all right. So one time I went shopping and I got, and they were hard to find. There's churro chips. I can't remember the brand. Anyway, Wylene loves them. Hard to find, right? I grabbed every one, but I did leave one or two on the shelf for someone else.
Okay.
So, yeah. I was the fat ass there. I should have just took them all. But if we're going to play that game, so then that's what I'm going to do.
My son loves kettle chips, jalapeno. And for whatever reason, they are like hard to get, right? Like they must not be, they're popular enough that they're gone, but they're not popular enough that they're making a ton of them. So when you find them, I buy them. And so that's one of the things, like Aldi had two bags of jalapeno chips. I bought both bags.
No, that's okay.
I have a teenage son.
That makes sense. Two bags is versus 7 or 10 boxes. That's a little
four
aggressive.
Before. When they've
did
had
you take
four,
them all?
Yes,
you took them all. Okay, you fat ass.
First of all, I'm not a fat ass. They're not for me. They're for my teenage son, who apparently is going through a growth spurt and is a carb monster right now.
He's not a fat ass.
And he's a dirty late night eater.
There you go.
I come in the morning and there's like a jalapeno bag in the garbage can. I'm like, were you late night eating jalapeno kettle chips?
Right in his
room.
Heck
yeah, I was.
Just like
you need
like.
To get more. Be like, there were only like four bags at Aldi and I had to like get all four and then run the risk of being blown up on social media for being a fat ass.
Oh, come on. Don't get so offended. Now I know where you live. And I really do know where you live.
No, you actually really do know where I live.
So you better watch it. Anyway, that's not a threat. I would just come over and bring you some more of your kettle of jalapeno chips because there's a lot in the stores here.
You know, Aldi's got the best. I was so excited.
It's an Aldi brand. Is that what it is? And, oh, it's okay. Aldi, that's different.
It's Aldi brand. So the bags are like not even $2. They're like $1.96 each, which is huge. Because if you get like those Mrs. Vickers, which is the other brand that he really likes, they're like $5 a bag.
Yeah.
Like unless you find them on sale, they are so expensive.
So the Aldi brand is cheaper than, because I just went and bought chips just yesterday, actually, the tortilla chips. It was like $6 for a bag.
Nope.
I would love to be able to buy a bag of chips for $1.99.
I bought the bite-size corn chips, you know, the ones that are the little circles for
dips. That's what I bought. Yeah.
Yeah, it was $1.96.
Well, boy, go on to Aldi's.
Peter was Peter wanted Frito scoops.
Oh, I love those.
Because he's making this buffalo chicken dip. It's disgusting and he can't wait and he's so excited. And
I love it. Yeah.
He's like so excited for it. And I said, "Hey, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything?" And he's like, "I need Frito scoops." Well, I was going to Aldi. So, I mean, they don't necessarily have Fritos, but they've got their brand Frito scoops.
Of scoops. Yeah.
And I brought him home and he's like, "These aren't Fritos." I was like, "Listen, you little baby cat. You're not even going to be able to taste this. This is a delivery system for that disgusting dip you eat. Like, it is, honestly, it could be cardboard. You don't care." And he's like, I thank goodness I have still some of the Frito scoops from the last time. I was like, "Yeah, last week when you made the same disgusting dip that you seem to make every week now."
It sounds good, though, to be honest with you.
My cousin Josh, it's his recipe.
Oh,
and
it is.
He gave it to Peter. It's chicken, Louisiana hot sauce, cream cheese, blue cheese dressing, blue cheese, and it's like this dip. And then you use Frito scoops to eat it. I mean, he's on a low sodium diet, so this is his cheat day, obviously. Well, but yeah.
Do the tortilla chips that you buy at Aldi, the bite size one, mm-hmm. are they the same? Are they just as good as the one that I buy, the Tostitos, the expensive one? They are?
Who's sitting there and like, I mean.
You are. What do you mean? I'm just curious. But I mean, $1.99, you pay for what you get.
No, because
they're good,
chips.
Then I'll get them.
I mean, if it were, let's say this, if it were like a barbecue chip or like a nacho, like a Cool Ranch Dorito, I get why you're like going to go with the brand because that's what you're looking for. Like you're looking for that particular flavor. But something like a plain tortilla chip, give me a break. Who's sitting there like James Beard panel? Like, I can tell the difference between this one and Tostitos. They're all made in the same factory anyway. Who cares?
I know that.
Plain corn tortilla chip. Like there's no, when are you just eating plain corn tortilla chips? They're always a delivery system.
No, not always for me. No, I use them in, like I put them in soups and stuff like that.
But they're in something. My point is you're not just eating them out of a bag.
I do sometimes.
You're putting them in things. Like you're putting them.
Same thing with the Frito. I mean, I don't just sit there and use it as, I use it as a chip. I will take a chip and just eat it. But I guess if that's how your delivery is of a chip is always having something on it, that's the way it is.
Yeah. I'm not a real big, except for Cool Ranch Doritos. For the most part, if I'm eating chips, it's because there's a dip, you know, whether it's salsa or queso or, you know, spinach dip, all that, any of that kind of stuff. You're usually using it to scoop something. I'm not just sitting there like noshing on them. So maybe if I took a poll of the family, listen, for $1.96, my children who are the main consumers of
chips.
The bite size, who cares? Okay. Really? If they push back and they're like, "These aren't as good as the name brand," I'll be like, "Wow, get a job."
You're in a mood today, calling people fat ass.
That's you. You're the one who came in.
Hey, I'm passionate. Very passionate.
Passionate when it comes to gluten-free Cheez-Its.
Hey,
I'm
going to
talk to
badly.
A manager.
I am. And I walked all the way through that Target. I went to Target and there was nothing there.
Order them online?
Yeah, but I just haven't gone. I'm not an online food guy. I don't know why we don't do that. I suppose.
Well, for something special like this. I mean, I get like not normal, but like for some specialty item where you're like, listen, I've gone to three different Targets. I'm you know, striking out every single time. Let's just order it.
Maybe I'll just do that because I don't know when they're going to do it because they put them out in different states. And we're one of the, I don't know if we're middle or last of getting them. The thing is this, is that Wyleen lover, like anything in the world, more than anything in the world, I should say.
Specifically her qualified something, before you caught yourself.
Giving her something that she can't have or hasn't had in so long. The look on someone's face, you know, because they're just normal to us. I mean, we can eat whatever we want, but when somebody's restricted, they can't because they get sick. It's just the satisfaction alone, you know, like watch Peter eat his gross dip that you hate so much and look at the happiness on his face.
I'd rather not.
Okay. All right. So
I can imagine that he's happy. I asked him what he wanted for dinner. I was like, what do you want for dinner? He's like, I'm having my dip.
God.
Like, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Dip for dinner? He's like, yeah, it's got chicken in it.
I did that the other day, too. I ate a whole thing of goat cheese.
What?
A whole it was probably the size of a Twinkie, you know?
Yeah, those size. Little tubes.
Mm-hmm. The little tubes. I looked the date on it and it expired like a week ago. I'm like, I got to get this thing eaten. And so I just sat there and ate the whole damn thing. Oh,
how? What did you eat it with?
Chips.
Chips and goat cheese. Great.
And I put it on the tacos too. I guess I did deliver it over to the taco land. And they were like boat tacos. They weren't more taco shells. They were just like this little baby romaine lettuce cups. Uh-huh. Is that gross to you?
No, sounds cute.
Sounds cute.
It does. Little romaine boats. Toot, toot.
It is actually pretty cute. Hey, real fast. Your Berea.
Oh.
We left the last podcast about you saying there's a coworker and you're going to ask how, I'm probably saying it wrong. Berea. I don't even know.
Yeah.
How to
I don't
say
know
it.
How to say it either. Berea. B-I-R-R-I-A.
I think. Yeah. How did you do it and how did it turn out?
So good. So I ended up, once I kept going through all these recipes, they're really involved.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted it. Like, you know, like it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't want to do all the work. I don't want to get dried chilies and rehydrate them and do all this stuff. And am not going to see this work guy and I'm not going to be like, I just got his number. I'm not going to text him for the first time. Like, don't hey, what's the taco recipe? Like, what a weirdo. Weren't you out sick for like the first half of you working at this place? Then
he'll look at his wife or whoever and go, it's that girl I told you about who's always sick.
Who's always sick, who's never at work. Wink. So
what'd you do?
I found a jar sauce at the grocery store. I was like, all right, worst case scenario, $4 for this jar. I make it, whatever, it's the worst, and I move on. It was so good. So, so good. And now I have it like in my rotation. Like now I know I pulled out the slow cooker. I got 2 pounds of chuck roast, cut them up into 1-inch pieces, threw them in the slow cooker with a jar of this sauce and then like half a cup of water and put it on slow for like 7 or 8 hours.
Do you know the brand of that sauce?
Yes. It's like Select.
Private Selection. Is that what it is? Private. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm looking at it right now. I just want to make sure because I want to go. And after I'm done talking to the manager at Baker's, I'm going to get it.
It's Signature Select. Sorry. It's Signature Select.
I don't even know what that is.
It's it's from like you could get it at Baker's.
Okay. I rarely go to Baker's anyway, but Signature Select. I mean, I think everyone should know that because that is hard to make. I mean, it's not hard. It's just time consuming. Signature Select.
Ta-da.
Okay. All right. Signature Select. All right. I got it. So when I'm done talking to the manager about the Cheez-Its.
You're like, excuse me. I have some Berea sauce to buy. He's like, God, just get out of my, like, fine. Whatever gets you away from the customer service counter, I'm happy with. I don't care what you're buying. Go buy something.
I'll take it out on my own then. I'll deal with this on my own way. I will print up one. What would you say? You can only buy one?
You can't do that. It's not your store. I'm putting up a sign. God, you're such a loser. I went ahead and put up a sign. I'm self-enforcing. What, are you going to stand there all day and make sure somebody only takes one? Get a life.
Yes, I am.
Excuse me. I noticed that you were taking two boxes.
Well, I mean, come on.
Loser. Take two.
Don't take 10. Oh, God.
Oh, man. If I see these,
jeez.
I'm going to just absolutely like.
Why would you hurt Wylene? Why would you hurt her? Like
I would, I would give it to her on the sly, and I would say, "Don't tell Party because this is driving him crazy, and he obviously needs something to hyper focus on."
There you go.
You're like, if I'm not hyper focusing on this, it'll just be something else.
Yeah, one thing at a time, Molly. One thing at a time. All right, we're gonna get out of here. All right, so here's the gig. Molly and I are gonna pop over to the after party and give you another keyword. That after party with Big Party and Molly. It's everywhere you get a podcast, and when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. Just tune in and get the keyword over there at the after party, and then put it at bigpartyshow.com. That's all you got to do. Easy peasy. And I got some managers to talk to.
Yeah, you do.
All right, we'll see you at the after party. Have a safe day and do yourself good.